Blind Cool Tech listeners, this is Missy. I have not done a podcast in ages, and in fact, this is one that I somewhat promised you guys ages ago. And I have absolutely no excuse why I haven't done it. I mean, it's been a little bit busy, but there have been plenty of opportunities when I could have done it, and I didn't. But nothing else is going on today, so I decided enough is enough. I'm going to go ahead and try to get something done for you. So today we're going to be playing around with an Atari 2600. I have a big old box of cartridges here. It's actually one of those plastic storage bin type things. And, you know, it might not be the most well-done podcast ever, but I guess what I'm going to do is just pop in some games. And as I figure out what they are, I will describe them to you and play them, probably very badly. Anyway, I have, thanks to eBay, one of the old 6-switch Atari 2600 machines, and it's hooked up to a 13-inch Sony KV-FM14 TV, which is just a baby version of the Sony Vega that I have out in my living room, which is a 36-inch. I'd love to retire that and get a flat screen, or a flat panel. But you need money to do that, and I don't have that. So, you know, for now, I've got the twin. You know, this one's only in mono, and the big one out in the living room is stereo. But other than that, they're more or less the same TV. So, anyway, that's what the Atari's hooked up to. I've got the Victor Reader sitting next to the TV. So, hopefully, you'll be able to get all the good quality Atari sound. And like I said, I'm just going to pop in various cartridges, and once I identify them, I will play them for you, and I don't know, we'll see how long this ends up lasting. I'll try to find all my favorite games. In fact, the only cartridges I bought were my, quote, favorites. So maybe I'll just play each one for a couple of minutes, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But hopefully this will be a trip down memory lane for a few of you. So without any further pointless rambling from me, let's get started with the first cartridge that I've dug out and see what we got. Okay, this looks like it's going to be Atlantis. Don't remember much about this one. I just remember liking it when I was little. I think you're underwater and you're blowing up ships or something. And either I just died or I got a new level. I can't remember the sound effects in this. Basically, it's a green screen, and when bombs go off, it flashes a lot. That's all I can describe about this. Don't know what that means. I cannot remember. Not have rapid fire either. Either I'm doing very well or they give me more lives than I remember. Nope, that was it. Thank goodness for that. That was... I don't know why I liked that one when I was little. I mean, it's not that it's terrible, but it's certainly not my favorite now. So what I'm doing is I'm setting each game aside as we play it so that I don't pop in the same cartridge more than once. Now let's see if this is what I hope it is. Okay, this is called Cosmic Arc. And I can't even begin to describe it, but a game of this will be very mercifully brief because I'm terrible at it. I think it's something to do with spaceships, but that's all I can tell you. And I died already. I could get a wee bit further in there, but not by much. And it's not like it has any cute music or anything to redeem it. So we shall just move on to the next game. And if this isn't the best way to do this podcast, I apologize. And when we get into some better games, like stuff that people have probably actually heard of, then I'll spend a little more time on them. I'm looking for one more specific one that I have very fond memories of. Not seeing that in particular, so I think what I'm gonna have to do is just start taking stuff out at random and playing it. So, let's see what we got. Hubert. Oops, I used to have a system for this, and obviously I've forgotten it. Play this one more time because I used to have a system. It was all down to timing, and I could clear usually three or four boards. But we're talking 20 years ago at the that's being generous. So chances are I've forgotten how to do it. But let me try one more game and then I will move on to a new cartridge. Doing that one noise, that's when you take the little disc up to the top, and in theory you're supposed to get rid of the little snake that's chasing you. And a couple of times I got rid of him there, and a couple of the times I wasn't so fortunate. But looks like my Qbert memories are beginning to come back. That's good. I might play some more of that later. But for now, on we go. And let's see what we have next. Oh, Frogger, and this will probably be the world's shortest game ever because I am so terrible at Frogger, it's not even funny. I'm grateful for this one that they kept more or less the original music, but I wish they would have kept some of the sound effects intact a little better. But short of getting actual arcade machines from the 80s, this is the only way I can play some of these games. So here we go with Frogger. Not good. So that's Frogger. That's probably about as good as I ever did in the arcade. That was always a tremendous waste of money playing Frogger, but the music was so good I had to play. I loved it. Okay, let's see what we find next. Okay, I can't tell by the start screen, but my guess is this is Centipede. And I'm wrong. So let me hit reset because some of these games you can start them by hitting the fire button, and some of them you actually have to hit reset on the console. So Asteroids, okay. Game over. Have no idea how I did. None of those sound effects, I don't remember them very well. So, last time I played that was at a friend's slumber party, probably when I was 10. And that was a painfully long time ago. So, let's see what's the next victim. Still can't find the one I really want to play. Sure, it's in here. It's just hiding. Ah, there it is. Demon Attack. Now, Demon Attack is one that we played a lot when we were little. Me and my sister, even Mom and Dad would play Demon Attack. And it's basically a Galaxian type of thing, except instead of spaceships, I think you're shooting little demons. And if you get through a whole board without getting killed, then they give you a little free guy. So, it's pretty cool. But anyway, I will play one game of Demon Attack and we'll see how that goes. Oops, got dead. I can tell the difference between getting dead and a new demon appearing because A, getting dead has more of an echo to it, and B, getting dead also flashes, where just a new demon popping up, there's no flash or anything. I don't think I would bother with Atari if I couldn't see lights and colors, because that would be so hard. But if I sit right up on the screen, like I'm doing now, I can see the colors moving around, and it makes it a little bit easier to play. Okay, let's see what this is. If it's what I think it is, it may or may not even work. I got one cartridge that, yeah, I only had to pay 50 cents, but it's damaged, so. Oh, it looks like it's gonna work. I think that this is Donkey Kong Jr., which is the absolute worst port from an arcade game to Atari that I think I've ever encountered. I don't even know how to play it, but we will try one game and see what happens. Is it over? I think that's it. Anyway, that game's terrible. I don't understand it. I liked it in the arcade. I liked the little tabletop version they had, but I don't think that Atari version is worth much. So, on to something bigger and hopefully better. Let's see. What's next? Centipede! On we go. And if any of you would ever want more in-depth samples of any of these games or more in-depth descriptions of any of these games, you can email me, which I'll give you all my contact info at the end of this podcast, if you could call it that. Okay. Moving right along, we have another cartridge for you. This is a green screen. Okay, I don't recognize it yet, but let's find out. Space Invaders! Okay! Don't remember much about this either. Gotta love cheesy early 80s sound effects. You just gotta love them. I'm not particularly good at Space Invaders. So, let's see what else we got. We've probably got five or six more cartridges here. And I hope this isn't too terribly boring. I wasn't sure how else to do an Atari podcast other than to just briefly demo all my games. So, comments and suggestions and stuff are welcome. Anyway, let's see what's next. This is either Centipede or Millipede. I can't remember the difference between the two. What is this? What is this? I have no idea what this is. Missile Command. That's not what this is. I know nothing about Missile Command. I think this came free with the Atari, and I just haven't managed to get rid of it yet. this game is annoying. I don't even know if I'm still playing or. Eh, that's enough of that one. It's hard to play a game when you don't even know what the point of it is. So I will set that aside and move on to something hopefully more fun. Let's see what we got. Ooh, Deadly Duck. It's like Demon Attack or Space Invaders or one of those, only with ducks. And I'm good at it. That's what it does when you die, which is, I think, is a cute noise. Dead again. I'm on my last life here. Nope, not my last life. That was my last life. But I always loved Deadly Duck. That was one of my favorites. Like I said, it's more or less a Space Invaders or whatever, only with ducks. So, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't get cooler than that. Okay. Kitty hair and the cartridges. This cannot be good. Okay, let's see what this is. That a little ending song, and you're so cute. Okay. Hopefully there are a couple more. Well, I know there are a couple more games that I'm actually decent at playing, but Let's see, what's next? I think this is Donkey Kong. Yes, and it's awful. It doesn't even have the music. Guess that somewhat qualifies as the music. Game over? Okay. Well, that was special. Donkey Kong is pointless without the music. So, a lot of these games are not as good as they could be, I don't think. And yes, I could get a nicer game system, something newer. But I only like these vintage games. So, I don't know what newer system would be good for my needs. Basically, what I would love to find is something that would let me play all the games from the early 80s with their real sound effects. Oh, Pango, they butchered this so badly! Basically, you're trying to break through these ice blocks and not let the bees get you. Now, what's stupid about that is not only do they not give you the whole theme song, not only that, but they just loop it regardless. If you have your Atari set on expert mode, you get just the first line of the music. If you have it on novice mode or whatever, you don't get the music at all with Pango. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, as you could hear with the Frogger thing, they can do arcade music somewhat realistically. They should have at least played more of the Pango song instead of just looping it regardless. You know, even when you're not playing, if it's set in expert mode. Well, now it's gonna make a liar out of me. Now it's gonna make a liar out of me, but the point is, they murdered this game. Okay, that's enough of Pango. That is a really awesome game. Not with the popcorn theme. They somewhere way after my time, they changed it and this it uses this popcorn music, which is completely not how it was supposed to go. I don't know why they changed it. I don't know, but I like the original music much better. Especially if you hear the whole original theme, which I have it in MIDI format. And possibly I will go ahead and add that to the end of this podcast. Or if people are interested, I can mail them the MIDI at some point. That might be a better way to do it. Anyway, let's see what's next. There aren't too many left. Okay. Oh. Worst version of Pac-Man ever. Yet, if you own an Atari, this is an essential. Funnily enough, we did not have this when I was little. We never had Pac-Man. We had Ms. Pac-Man, but we never had Pac-Man. Oh, that was good. That was horrible. Anyway, no Pac-Man song, no nothing. That is horrible. But they use those sound effects to this day in various things. So, yeah. Okay, we're in the home stretch. I think we have like six cartridges to go. And unless I'm forgetting something, this ought to be Miss Pac-Man. Oh yeah, I'm good at Miss Pac-Man. I'll give him credit though, this is way better than Pac-Man, sound-wise. The end of Ms. Pac-Man. Moving on. Let's see here. Sound effects. Well, that was special. Okay. Now we have another one. Music's cute, other than that, know nothing about it. Okay, they tried with that one. I don't know why they couldn't have it where the music. I don't know. They could have done the music a little bit better, but it could have been much worse, too. So, let's see. We are down to five games, it looks like. So, let's see what's next. We have. What are you? Oh, Galaxian, ouch. And they did a reasonably good job of that one, from what I remember. Reasonably. Okay, we have four left. We have Wizard of War, Star Trek, Star Wars, and one that I guarantee you practically nobody has ever heard of. This is Worm War. And I don't even know how to begin to describe Worm Wars. It's something with worms, and you have to fuel your spaceship. It's very confusing, but a game of it should go by fairly quickly. So let's see. Of Worm Wars. Like I said, I don't even know how to describe that one, but I do have fond childhood memories of playing it, so it is here. Now, Wizard of War insists on being difficult because, for whatever reason, they fixed it where you have to use your secondary joystick, which is all well and good, except that my secondary joystick doesn't work as well as it probably ought to. So this game will probably be also short, which is fine because they did not do a great job of porting this to Atari at all. That's about the only part they got right.
Woo!
Oh no, I don't want to play again. I thought that had some kind of weird time limit thing, and maybe I was right. So, I don't know. That game was cool in person because it talked, and, well, it was just cool. Okay, next we have Covered in Kitty Hair. Need to find a much better place to store Atari cartridges. But this should be Star Wars, and this is pretty good. My real joystick back. Yay! This one's on a timer, so it'll end eventually. Pretty well because it's got good music and the sound effects are pretty interesting. But I've saved my favorite for last because this one, for some reason, I am terribly good at. And I don't know why that is. This is Star Trek. I don't know how to explain it, but you're shooting at stuff. Which I guess that's the object of most of these games. I'm putting the rest of the toys away before I play Star Trek, because when I'm done with this podcast, I will be leaving Star Trek in the Atari. But you shoot at things, and you also have to, and I don't know if this is genuinely what you're doing or not, this is what I've just always called it ever since I was little, but there's this thing that you dock with. That's what I call it, but I think it's some kind of getting fuel or something. And it makes a noise when you do that. But the point is, if you dock with it, you get a free or a bonus life or whatever. So, I almost always succeed in this docking thing, and I'll point it out when the noise is made. But anyway, here we go. Okay, this might take a while, kids. Two levels and I haven't been killed yet. Whoop, just got killed. Now these lung levels are pointless because you can't shoot. You just have to wait and navigate. I think there's a thing, the docking thing, but I never see it on these levels. So you just have to wait them out. And then in about 30 seconds, it'll let me start shooting again. So it does this every third or fourth level. And that's usually the only place I get killed. Didn't get my free life that time. Basically, the siren means I'm almost out of line. Put an end to that. But as you can see, I did about six levels, so I can't complain. Anyway, that is essentially it for the Atari podcast. Comments, suggestions, criticisms, everything is welcome. Give you my contact info. My email address is Melissa H. That's MelissaH at fuse.net. Or you can, if you're not already, which I assume a lot of you are, because I'm following a lot of you, you can follow me on Twitter. And I am hopelessly addicted to Twitter these days, and it's not a good thing. But my Twitter name is Mitme, MITMEE. _ pi. So I guess the Twitter page you would go to is twitter.com/mitmepi, because some people have had trouble finding it for some reason. So if I'm following you and you're not following me already, please do so, because I'd love to correspond with you on Twitter. And you know, email is always welcome. Love reading email, and you know, always respond within 24 hours or so, unless something's going on, which isn't that terribly often. So I hope you enjoy this, and like I said earlier, if anybody's interested in the Pango song, I can send a MIDI of it that I found. I can't believe I actually did find a MIDI of the real Pango song, but I did. And you know, if somebody needs a more in-depth description of a specific game, or wants a, you know, more thorough demo of a specific game, just email me or Twitter me or whatever, and I'll do my best to accommodate you. So, I guess on that note, I am out of here. I hope everybody is having a wonderful day, and, you know, I look forward to talking to you again at some point if I can ever think of another topic to do a podcast on. So, and goodbye from Miss Kit the cat. So, bye!